Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. Back in the Kia Studios with you as we flip into Thursday morning. This is John Chuckery Show. Hanging out till 2 o'clock. 404-741-0929. That's the phone line. That's our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line to interact with us. We stream online at 929thegame.com. Catch us live, replays of the shows, interviews. It's our new and improved website, 929thegame.com. Download your radio.com app. Put that app on whatever device that you carry with you to make sure that you catch us on the go. Your phone, your tablet, your turntable, your LaserDisc player, Commodore 64, Sega Genesis, whatever you got available to you. The social media for the station is at 929thegame, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. The best way to keep up with our particular show is follow us on Twitter. I am at JMCH316, at JMCH316. So your water cooler talking points 3 to 6 months in advance of anybody that's out there. He is at Jarvis D90, at Jarvis D90. So we talked a lot on this show about the state of California and the fair pay for play bill that will be going to the governor's desk to be signed as it's passed all the necessary steps, including the state Senate at 73-0. Where in that particular bill within the state of California, now South Carolina is also talked about introducing legislation like this, that any scholarship athletes will be eligible to earn money off of their likeness without any fear of having a scholarship pulled or violating any rules or any sort of thing like that, that they will not be punished and penalized by losing a scholarship, you know, if they can make money off their likeness, you know, going to a car dealership and making an appearance, whatever that may particularly be. Now, I'm sure that it's nothing in life is ever as simple as that. I'm sure there are plenty of loopholes and things like that that are in there. But the latest state to try to take this issue head on as well is the state of New York. The fighting Sean Thompson's up there in Yankee Town up there. Senate Bill S6722A in New York seeks to allow student athletes, including collegiate football players, to be able, ready for this, Jarvis, to be able to receive compensation for use of their name, likeness, or image, the ability to hire an agent, and to receive an even distribution directly from the school from the university's athletic revenue. The bill intends to require schools to set aside 15% of revenue earned from ticket sales and distribute that evenly among student athletes at the school. Now, at the FBS level, we're talking about Syracuse, Buffalo, and Army would be the three schools that would be. So, obviously, a lot different than when you're talking about out on the West Coast. I mean, there's a lot of schools that would get from an FBS level. That there are FCS schools, Fordham, Stony Brook, Colgate, things like that in New York. But certainly California has a lot more educational universities that would be affected by what their law is going to be. Now, we know and understand that the NCAA is going to hate this and they're going to fight it and they're going to sue and they're going to do this, that, and the other because they still cling to the idea that it's 1957 and that kids should be happy that they're getting a scholarship and their education's paid for and, you know, everything else from there is just, you know, tough luck. Even though everybody else can hold jobs and everybody else can do what they need to do to survive. When you're that athlete, then you don't get that opportunity to do all that kind of stuff. You have a unique set of rules to you. That's why the stipend came along. You know, it's funny because the universities themselves are wisening up. And you know my stance that the NCAA won't be around that much longer. Not in the way that it's structured right now. And it's gotten to where that the NCAA is not a fixable entity. It's not like going into your engine and repairing your engine and putting new transmission fluid in and spark plugs and, okay, we can get back to driving, you know, on the road, it needs a complete overhaul. In fact, it needs an overhaul that's bigger than just changing a rule here, changing a rule there, tweak this, tweak that. You need to literally start over with an NCAA or with any kind of governing board. And it's not hard to find anybody who'll be a nonprofit organization the way that the NCAA is and still roll $900 million around. Now, I don't know if this fits Alanis Morissette's definition of irony, but, you know, Pete Carroll has now commented on this bill in California that passed and is going to sit on the governor's desk. When asked about the idea of players or athletes getting paid compensation, Carroll not for it, saying, quote, "I've never been of the thought that players need to get paid." Didn't he have Reggie Bush who lost his Heisman because of improper benefit? Okay. Anyway, Pete Carroll said he's surprised by California's law. This is from Joe Fan, by the way, whoever Joe Fan is. Oh, he's the Seattle Seahawks insider for NBC Sports Northwest. Pete Carroll said he's surprised by California's law that will allow college players to make money off their likeness. I've never been of the thought that players need to get paid. He also mentions that scholarships take care of them really well. Huh. I bet that's new to the athletes. If it takes care of them so well, then why did Reggie Bush go get a loan from an agent and get a house for his mom? If the scholarship takes care of them so well, what did I miss? Yeah. If the scholarship takes care of them so well, why did AJ Green sell his ring for $1,000 on eBay? I mean, if they're just rolling in money, I mean, you know. Well, you know, when he says, well, they get sweatpants. They get three squares a day, three hots in a cot. They get sweatpants. So, and they've got, my favorite one was always, well, they have access to tutors. Okay. All right. I guess that's fine. So, by the way, Carroll was making $4.4 million, by the way, as the head coach of Southern Cal when he was there. But far be it for all of that. This bill in New York is in the early stages. There's no real sea legs to it yet. But we're watching across the country as South Carolina wants their own fair pay for play. New York trying to jump in. You know, it's funny. Everybody understands how ridiculous the arguments are of why kids can't go out and earn money. Like, everybody understands it and is ready to change and go on, except for the governing body. And why do you think that is? Why do you think the NCAA is so opposed? Like, what? There's no way that you could do some kind of impact study and determine what would be the downside to all of this. You know, I say all the time about when you get into this issue, okay, that instead of letting the bugs crawl around in the dark, put the light on and flush them out and go spray them from there. You know, if you get into more transparency, that's how you try to fix some of those things. You don't want the backdoor deals and all that kind of stuff. Okay, then put them out front. Put all of them on Front Street and say, okay, this is legal now. Let's see how you all operate. Let's see how you operate within this system, and then we'll try to work it from there. But because, you know, we cling to this idea of student athlete and these antiquated terms that don't mean anything in 2019. I mean, if you're an athlete, I don't care if you're water polo, I don't care if you're basketball, I don't care what sport you're in, equestrian, track and field. You know, if you have a chance to profit off your likeness, profit off your likeness. You may never have a better opportunity in life to cash in on yourself than in that 4 years you're on that campus. In all honesty. I mean, let's face it. There are some folks that play athletics, Jarvis, that they're as dumb as a bag of hammers. You know, not everybody's cut out to be an ESPN analyst, right? I mean, it's just the reality of it, okay? We say, well, not everybody goes to the NFL. Okay, well, not everybody's cut out to be an ESPN guy either. It feels like they hire everybody. Feels like Jarvis and I are the last two that aren't hired. Yeah. Of course, hell, Jarvis can't get to a bowling tournament, let alone, you know. Yeah. And I know he's listening, so he can't even get invited to a bowling tournament. So what does that tell you about? But at least we got show teams, right? We got show teams. We got Andy and Randy and John and Hugh and Mike and Carl, Chuckery. Like that one solo just flying by himself, you know. Oh, we got teams and stuff like that, so we're already at a disadvantage, Jarvis, is that, you know, I've only got half the team that everybody else has. But anyway, that's fine. That's fine. We've come to expect it. I mean, God knows it's not like we'd get a promo or anything like that around here. But anyway. Oh, yeah, I forgot. We're not telling anybody about our show. Our show's a big secret. So anyway, I say good for New York, even the idea of putting this out there and seeing where it goes. Listen, this will go to committee and it'll change 17,000 times. But don't be surprised if more states, you know, unfortunately, I hate when government leads. I will tell you, I'm not a big government kind of guy. I hate when government is a leader, okay? It should be the people that lead and the government conforms to what the people are looking for. In this case, though, I give the government, you know, and when I say government, the state legislatures of these places, credit, because they see the ridiculousness in it, but that office up there in Indianapolis doesn't want to let go of the stranglehold of it, do they? Like, they got a lot of money that rolls through that organization to be nonprofit. Wouldn't you like to go to their Christmas parties? Hell, I bet their Christmas parties are 2 days. Yeah, they got to spend it. They're nonprofit. Yeah, they can't sit there and just sock it away for a rainy day. Got to spend it. All right, when we get back, Dan Quinn was on with the morning show. Hugh Douglas and John Freaky. We'll hear what he had to say next. Chuckery in the Kia Studios, Sports Radio 929 The Game. Back in the Kia Studios on Sports Radio 929 The Game. It is the John Chuckery Show. I'm hanging out with you until 2 o'clock this morning. Dan Quinn, head coach of the Atlanta Falcons, made his weekly visit with our morning show of Hugh Douglas and the
John people. Freaky.
As the guy started off by asking him, how do you continue that physicality that you showed on Sunday night and carry it over?
Well, I certainly hope you would appreciate physicality. So I would say, number one, that's, you know, like team defense is where it starts first. You know, and like having a level of physicality, the tackling, the hitting, like that has to be part of our identity. So I anticipate that being, certainly part of our style when everybody's watching us play, because that's true to the players of who we have. And we're trying to feature them in that way. So it was good to see the tackling and the physicality that we saw. But we feel like we've got tons of things to improve on heading into this week and, you know, feel like just getting started and putting guys in different roles and seeing what they can do. So we thought it was a good start for that.
Falcons head coach Dan Quinn with John and Hugh. Coach, you know, when you were in Seattle as defense coordinator, certainly that defense had an identity and had a huge nickname in the Legion of Boom. Do you see this defense? Because it looks like one that could develop its own identity and have its own kind of, I don't know if it needs a moniker or not, but have its own thing?
Well, for sure it has to have its own thing. That's kind of the connection, you know, when you're playing really good team defense, the communication, the physicality, the ball hawking, that's when, you know, you're at your best. And if you have everybody into that space, the talking, the physicality, the ball hawking, that's when you can play really good team defense. And that's what it's all about, man. And we got plenty of work to do. We didn't play as well down in the red zone as I hope we would, let up a fourth down score. So we got plenty of work to do, but man, do I love this team, you know, their toughness. And I'm hopeful that every time you guys see us play, you feel that and see that, and for the fans as well.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We're talking to head coach Dan Quinn of the Atlanta Falcons. Coach, now, you do a great job of not showing anything on the sideline. But, Coach, when Caleb McGarry goes out, I know in your mind for a minute you had to be going through it just a little bit.
Yeah, because it didn't look good. You know, anytime – a tackle gets rolled up from behind or a receiver from behind, you always worry, you know, that, you know, ankle or knee that, you know, could be in a, you know, compromising position. But, you know, this guy is a tough guy and, you know, through his career, he's, you know, been healthy, you know, from the physical standpoint. So On those moments, man, you're worried and you just kind of, you know, wait and get the evaluation. But, yeah, I was definitely concerned, you know, for him and just to make sure to hearing that he was, you know, going to be able to come back. It was great news.
So, Coach, what is that like? I mean, in that split moment, because you have to still manage the game, but at the same time, you're worried about, you're concerned about your players. So in that split moment, how do you juggle all of that that's going on in your head?
Well, I think the first thing you want to, you know, recognize, and you can get to the player and say, man, let's see what it is. And, you know, because you know this from being a player, your mind can go somewhere fast. And so you say, man, just breathe and let's let the doctors take a look and see where we're at. And then you go right into the contingency of, you know, what needs to change or how does it affect special teams. So I kind of think player and then team. And if you think in those ways, like you got moments to, you know, make sure you can connect with the player. And then you can get into any contingency plans that may happen depending on where he plays. Like, you know, was he on field goal? You know, where does that do for, you know, some of the, you know, big package that we would have? And how do you change through that? And that's what the coaches go through in those moments to make sure that they're not able to miss a beat. But it's important for us to recognize guys are players too, you know. And, you know, you don't want to just move on to the next. You want to make sure, hey, man, checking in with them and seeing where they're at and let them know you're thinking them. And hopefully nothing that's going to last.
Yeah.
Falcons head coach Dan Quinn with John and Hugh. Hugh brought up McGarry. Let's talk about Matt Bosher and about the health of the team right now, Coach.
Yeah, so health of the team-wise, you nailed the two guys that you know, will be limited some heading into the week, and that'll be, you know, the plan for Bosher. We'll rest him and rehab him and see where he goes towards the end of the week and have a better idea for him on Friday. So he won't kick until Friday, regain his strength in his groin, and then we'll have a better feel. He can do both the kickoffs and the punts. Then we'll know. But he'll have to show that he's healthy to do that. We need him all the way through, and if we have to wait, we will. But, you know, he doesn't miss much, and so I know he's chomping at the bit to go. That'll be an important one. As far as McGarry goes, he'll be limited some, be able to do all the walkthrough pieces, but we'll have a, you know, good feel for him again as we're going through the week. So too early to put into where he's at all the way. We'll take it through the whole week.
Talking with head coach Dan Quinn, thanks for the update there. Let's go back to the game here. The decision to go for fourth down and three there, which turned into be one of the signature moments, hopefully, of a great season, and the way that kind of processed through at that point in the game. How was that? Take me through that.
Well, I think a lot of things go into those factors. It's time, timeout, you know, and you'll, from the coaching side, you obviously, if you're making it, you're moving forward. But you think of the contingency, okay, worst-case scenario, where are you at? Where is the field? What would a field goal do in that moment? You still had your timeouts. It would change your thinking to go from tying it to having to get a touchdown to win it. So the good news is we've been in those moments a lot because we spent a lot of time together, Hugh, during the spring, and the game management spaces to go. So it still comes down to execution, though, doesn't it? You know, you still have to nail the play and call and execute it all the way through. So, but that's where it goes down to, you know, to make sure in those moments you think through the plans and then you're able to, you know, act quickly. We had known we would go for it, you know, earlier than when it came up on just the fourth down. So you had those play calls in mind as well.
So, Coach, there was never a moment when Coach Carter came and I said, Coach, we're going to run this rocket screen. You weren't like, what? What the hell? You weren't like that at all.
Well, it was part of a check, you know, if they were going to be in a zero blitz, Hugh. So it wasn't the first part of the call, but it was definitely the second part of the call. And so, no, there's not, because at the end, man, you're putting in the best things that you think are best for that moment. And that happened to be the best call at the time. So, no, man, once you make the decision, that's the best decision. And you let it rip and go play it aggressive. And so that's usually how I think of it. But I'm pretty optimistic, so I think when we call it, I think it's going to work.
Yeah. Hey, Coach, and I got to tell you, it was a couple times watching that game that you could tell that defense was playing really aggressive. It was a couple passes that were dropped. And so you kind of knew at the way that the game was going on that they're probably going to be in certain formations that they're probably going to press you a little bit. So that's probably what made it a little bit easier and made that check down work out for you.
Yeah, and the you know, anytime you can, you know, affect the quarterback with different ways, and we got to say, we got a lot of respect for them. They're a tough team, and quarterback's a tough guy. We already had good respect for him, but I thought, you know, there were some plays in the game that were kind of the unsung ones. You know, a guy like Adrian Claiborne, you know, at the end applying pressure, you know, we move him down some inside over the guard. Sometimes we leave him outside, but everybody has the roles. And so for his, in those moments, like, hey, man, this is your time and why you got to go. And so we didn't have that op the week before. We hardly played any nickel defense. It was all out of whack. So, the different roles that guys have, and when it comes up, can you nail it? I think that's a big piece, and there's lots of guys on this team that have good roles that, you know, help the team be at our best, so you can kick ass when those moments arise.
Talking with head coach Dan Quinn, I would imagine here as we get towards time that you leave for Indianapolis, that in practice, that there is a decided sea change of a difference between this week and last week at this time.
Well, the process for us, we have a saying here: the process takes care of all the learning, man. But you got to put it all into it, the learning, all the techniques, all the stuff. And this is an AFC team that we don't face all the time, so it'll take some extra to get to know the guys. It'll take some extra to find some of the things that are unique to them. And so we'll put it in for sure. But, like anything's possible, man, you got to put your mind, attitude all into the process to see where we can get to. And it'll take everybody to do that, the look team, the routes that certain people run, the matchups that we go against one another today. So we just, man, we just have this process that we trust and let the guys, it'll take you all the way through. So today the game is far from our mind, but getting our game plan and the techniques we need to do to play well, that's definitely at the front of it.
Head coach Dan Quinn joining John and Hugh. What is it about the AFC that's been a kind of a bugaboo for this club over the last few years?
Yeah, for sure it has. And so we made a big emphasis to make sure that we give that the same preparation, the same mindset, the same attitude that we need for the division and the NFC game. So, but you're exactly right. We didn't play well against the AFC, so we've got to change that. And this is a tough team. Their home opener, their crowd will be into it, and we better have our road attitude correct heading into this game, because playing in Indianapolis, they got a great crowd and always are into it, and a bunch of playmakers at different spots. So it'll be a hell of a game for sure.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We're talking to head coach of the Atlanta Falcons, Dan Quinn. So, Coach Quinn, I know these two guys have been playing really, really hard, and it really doesn't show up in the stat sheets a whole lot. Your assessment of Vic Beasley and Tack McKinley so far this season?
Well, I agree that we're definitely making strides, and I think it. Hopefully we'll have a conversation months from now about the improvement that we are making. One thing I like about them so far, I feel their energy and their effort to go finish. And if we can keep working our technique, keep working our conditioning, keep working that stuff, those will be the things that will pay off, because better than anybody, like a lot of the sacks are second, the third, the fourth to go finish it out. And but I like where they're headed. We're spending a bunch of time together, especially early in the week, to put the plan together, to work the technique. So I'm encouraged about where they're at. And I think, Tack especially came into the offseason fit, strong, ready. And so he didn't have that for a couple of years, from the offseason, Hugh. So for him to have his first full offseason, get to, go through it, I think that was a big factor for him.
Coach Quinn, how much does it change that you don't have a whole lot of, Andrew Luck is one thing. You got a lot of tape on him. But Jacoby Brissett, he's got a little bit, but not a whole lot.
Yeah, I think oftentimes, and we've been through this before, to say, there's still a system, that they have or that they believe in, that Frank, is going to make sure that the things that Jacoby does best, that's a big part of their plan. They've been an excellent running team so far, right off the bat, John. So that's one of the things that I think allows them to get off to a good start, is their run game, the play pass that goes with it. And then for Jacoby, he is, similar to Andrew in terms of mobility and outside the pocket and creating on the run. Those are always hard plays to defend, because you have a first play that starts and then a second play begins when the quarterback gets outside the pocket, and you better be prepared for that too.
Yeah, and of course I would imagine that this week there's going to be a lot of emphasis too on one thing that you haven't been able to do offensively, which is really establish that run game this week.
Yeah, and we're going to keep digging on it. We're close. It hasn't been one overriding thing. There's a good double team. We were late coming off. Here was a TFL that knocked us back on a toss play. So we're going to continue to put the work in. It's going to come through for us. We're not where we want to be yet in the run game, but we are going to get there. And, we have to make sure we keep digging on it and keep battling for it. I think Dirk's done a good job of that. You can get frustrated when it's not going quite like you like. But, in our case, we know how important it is, and we're going to continue to feature it, because it's not just important this week. It's important every week.
Well, I certainly have a fun game ahead of us, at least for fans. I don't know about you, but it should be a fun game going on the road to Indianapolis Sunday, and we look forward to it. Coach, thanks for taking a few minutes.
Yeah, I always enjoy being on with both of you, and we hope to see some black and red out in Indianapolis. It's always fun to see the fans on the road, and they were definitely a factor in this game. Our fans were on Sunday night, so we couldn't be more pumped of the influence they had on it as well.
Back in the Kia Studios on Sports Radio 929 The Game. It is the John Chuckery Show. Taking it till 2 o'clock, 404-741-0929. That's the phone line. That's the Solomon Brothers number text line to interact with the show. Best way is through our Twitter handles. I'm at JMCH316. He is at JarvisD90. We'll get to Falcon Flyover at the top of the hour. Jarvis had a chance to catch up with Isaiah Oliver for a couple of minutes, so we will hear what he had to say. We will do a Brown Liquor Music Hour at the top of the hour as well. Chuck, we always with the first request. I already have my song that is in my pocket ready to go. Just need to tell Jarvis what it is, and we will roll from there. Speaking of we'll roll from there, let's get to What's Bugging Chuckery.
Don't look now, but somebody out there just got Chuckery ticked off. Like, that's hard.
Don't make me angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
It's time for What's Bugging Chuckery on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You know, I try to live a pretty simplistic, easy, kind of simple life, not too overly complicated and things like that. I don't try to get too deep in. And I try to have a few basic rules here and there about how I live my life and things like that, okay? One of my basic rules that this lady didn't understand is the fact that if you give money to R. Kelly to bail him out of jail, you get what you deserve. Here's one of my life rules for you. I don't have very many life rules. That's one of them. So a woman who befriended R. Kelly on a cruise paid $100,000 for his bail 5 months later, and now she's wanting her money back. According to the Chicago Sun-Times, Valencia Love put up the money for the bail in February, Jarvis, after the R&B singer was in Cook County Jail for 3 days. His bail was set at $1 million after he pled not guilty to 10 counts of aggravated criminal sexual abuse. Love paid the 10% required, and he was freed. But he has since been back in prison on separate sex crime allegations in federal court. Now she wants her money back, and her lawyer, John Collins, filed a four-page motion last Friday seeking the return. Quote from Collins, the lawyer, "There's been a substantial change of circumstances. In this instant, he's held no bond, so the purpose of the bond are frustrated in Illinois." Now, let me read that first part again. "There's been a substantial change of circumstances." Yeah, he's a degenerate sicko. That's what's different. That's the only thing different is now the feds think he's some perverted, twisted, demented sociopath. Collins also argued that Love had no idea that there were other investigations into Kelly. How dumb do you have to be to not know R. Kelly has been in nothing but trouble over the last several years? Why? Because he's a freak and a pervert and a pedophile. Hello? I'm sitting here in Atlanta, Georgia, and I know this crap. I didn't need to hire a lawyer to remind me about what kind of bad person R. Kelly is. You befriended him and gave him, and by the way, 5 months, and you gave him $100,000. By the way, didn't he make millions of dollars? Like, he had a lot of hit records, Jarvis. A lot. The guy sold millions of albums. How many millions of dollars do you think he made off Bump and Grind alone? How many millions do you think he made off I Can Fly? Yeah. The lawyer says that now that he's being held without bail on several federal sex crime charges, there is no need to have her money sitting in deposit. You know what? Let me tell you what that's called. Stupid tax. That's what that's called. That's called stupid tax. You get exactly what you deserve at that point. I mean, every ounce of karma you can come up with. You're paying stupid tax right now. I personally, how about this? Hope you never get your money back. I hope the Cook County Jail throws the best damn Thanksgiving and Christmas party they've ever had in their history there with that money. Said Cook County Judge Lawrence Flood denied the request on Tuesday, saying it had no legal basis, and Love signed the bail bond slip, which warned that she could lose the money because a judge might order that the money used to pay his attorney's fees, fines, or other expenses. According to the Sun-Times, Love wants the money to go toward those expenses. She told the publication the money was a loan because Kelly was in jail on the weekend and couldn't access his account. Yeah, hey, sweet cheeks. I can't get my debit card out there. I don't have an agent or a lawyer or a cash slush fund or anything like that available to me. Which only he has the authority to access, according to this story. Why is it such a big deal? He's already locked up. Why can't the bail money be returned? Because you're too goddamn stupid. That's why. That's stupid tax. That's why. It shouldn't be returned. You should go sit in jail with him. Said at the Tuesday hearing, Flood also denied a motion to increase Kelly's bond to $1 million. He's got a federal indictment in Chicago of 9 counts of enticing a minor, 3 counts of child pornography, 1 count of obstruction of justice. And she didn't know about any of this. She had no, I just thought he was a great singer. I just used to watch that video, If I Can Fly, and I was all excited about meeting him. I didn't know that he married Aaliyah at 15 years old or whatever. Listen, here's the sad part. Where'd she get 100 grand? How did she get that stupid and still have 100 grand to give somebody? Honestly, honest to God, that would be my question. If I was the judge, I'd have put her on the stand and said, how did you come up with 100 grand and be this stupid? Can you tell me? Because I'd like to be that stupid and have 100 grand that I could just throw at somebody's bail. You understand? I'd be shaking my head if my daughter had a $100,000 bail saying, yeah, we really want to pay this? Or maybe she ought to sit in jail for a while and learn a lesson. And this chickie is over here bailing him out 5 months into a friendship for 100 grand because he couldn't get to a Quick Trip to go grab some money out of his ATM to bond himself out. He doesn't have a lawyer or an agent or a flunky or a toady or a stool pigeon. All he's got is his Wells Fargo card that he couldn't get to Quick Trip at. My God. Have we just lost our mind? Some people have too much time and too much money. This lady's got both, and she doesn't have enough of a brain. I say pay the stupid tax because you get what you deserve. And that's what's bugging Chuck Reed. 404-741-0929 is the phone line. It's also our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line. Atlanta United back in action after the 2-0 victory. They'll be in action on Saturday, taking on San Jose, the San Jose Earthquake. I like that name a lot better than all these other FCs and Uniteds and all that kind of stuff. I mean, why couldn't they have made the name like Terminus or whatever like that? Why has everything got to be FC, United, you know, this, that, and the other? Have some fun with some of the names. I like San Jose Earthquake. At least that's original. Better than most of all these other names. Falcons, don't forget, in action Sunday as well. They will be in Indianapolis. We'll have pregame at 11 o'clock, kickoff at 1. Hugh and Andy will have the Wade Ford tailgate show from 9 to 11. So that means we don't have to work on Sunday. Get the day off. All right, when we get back, AB, speaking of guys trying to avoid prosecution, looks like AB will at least avoid prosecution in the state and city of Pittsburgh. Give you that story next. Chuck Green, the Key Studio, Sports Radio 970.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.